Welcome to this episode of Reddit Ramblings. Today's episode is on r/AskReddit. This time we are reading things that people think of when they can't fall asleep. Enjoy. Question. What do you think about when you can't sleep? First reply. I usually try to daydream fantasy stories to write or just random daily situations that would never happen to distract myself. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Next reply. Dude. Sleep. Now. Sleep. Must not stay awake until I have to pee. Sleep. Oh god no, see idiot, you're feeling it now. You'll have to pee. Maybe you don't. Should I? No. Yes. Maybe. I don't know if I can fall asleep fast enough. What if I have to get up at 4 a.m, idiot. Just go and pee. No, the floor is cold. Crap, you are thirsty now. Sleep. No. Yes. Next reply, my sudden urge to be productive when I'm supposed to sleep. Like, why though? Next reply. Brain. Remember that embarrassing thing in 6th grade? Let's go through it step by step. Next. I like to fantasize about an alternative version of me who's better than the real me in every way. Next. That the dreaming servers are full and I need to wait for someone to log out. Next. My cat. How much I love her. Everything I could have done better for her. Then I look for her because I want to pet her. The next question is. You have 15 seconds to ruin a wedding. What do you do in the 15 seconds? First reply. Just stand in the aisle and scream. Works best if you're not a child. Next reply. And this just flashed me back to my brother-in-law's wedding. My wife was in the wedding party and I was sitting up front with our then 2-year-old son. The wedding is going smoothly when suddenly my son yells, "I gotta go potty." I take him out to giggles and the rabbi saying, "Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go." We get at the restroom and my son says he doesn't need to go. So we go back in and sit in the back. 2 seconds later. "I gotta go potty." Take him back to the restroom and he says he doesn't have to go. That's when I decided to just let him play outside the wedding area, where he couldn't be heard, instead of risking going back in again. My wife joked that, had I come in again, there would have been a wedding, and a divorce. Just to add to the fun, my son was sick all weekend and wound up puking all over himself and the table we were seated at during the reception. Then, apparently because fevers give him energy, he danced until 2 a.m, refusing to leave the dance floor. Next reply. Toe punt the flower girl into space. Next. Eat the cake first before the bride and groom had a chance. The next question is. What do you swear you saw but don't have any proof of? First reply. A couple days ago I woke up with a Reddit notification. Someone had replied to a comment I made in a thread. But I swear to God that I never wrote that. I might been hacked, but the comment was something I would write. I have absolutely no memory of writing that. And I can't prove someone else did it. Next. While driving home at night, my friend swore he saw an armadillo on the road. In the middle of Europe. Next. A rainstorm that was only 3 feet wide. I looked everywhere for a sprinkler or some water source, but nothing. Just coming from the sky. I was riding my bike to school when I saw it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Reddit Ramblings. Have a good one.